Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 through 24. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Galatians, the fifth chapter. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh, for these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Dear friends, you know as well as I do that we live in a world where politics is king. In particular, our times are reactionary, which means that in order to avoid one thing, probably that the other side wants, we run to the opposite extreme. And that is how the teaching in today's scripture has become among us, I fear. I do not want us to be reactionary. I do not want us to think in a political way about this or any word of God. But I want us to receive it and to abide in it without fear and without shame. The main point is not difficult to understand today. There are deeds and there are attitudes which are not to be done or had by Christians. These are sins. Paul warns universally that those, anyone who does such things, will not inherit the kingdom of God. And the works are evident. The conclusion is evident. Stop it. Avoid them. The more subtle point Paul makes is how we can make a beginning in good works, how this sinful flesh of ours can be put to death, not by our effort alone, not by the law with our own powers, as Paul's Judaizing opponents said, but by the Spirit, that is, the Holy Spirit, who leads us and who fights against our sinful desires. But you know the reputation of Christianity and how greatly it is damaged in our time. We're in a public relations crisis, if you think politically at least. I mean, they consider us to be goody-goodies. We're prudes. We don't know how to have fun. We delight in ruining everyone's fun. Paul's times were just like our times. At least in this, this list condemns all of the things that were normal in Roman society and life. But worse, our reputation is that we are fake goody-goodies. What Paul says is true: the desires of the flesh and the Spirit war against each other. The secret is out that Christians have sinned. And remember that Paul wrote this to the church that was in Galatia. We are hypocrites, they say, by which they mean that we do not always practice what we have preached. How will we respond? How will we damage control this? This is what I'm calling the political, the reactionary impulse in us. Of course, we might capitulate to the times, we might abandon the Word of God, and we might embrace the desires and the works of the flesh. But the Scripture says it so plainly here, it's hard to avoid it. You forfeit your internal inheritance in God's kingdom if you do that. Paul's opponents, by the way, accused him of doing that very thing. Our danger, it seems, is really the more common reaction that you would expect from a politician, to demur, to speak unclearly about all of it, the whole matter of sin and grace, to waffle on the distinction between the church and the world, to downplay the opposition of Christ and the flesh and all the rest. We do not want to appear apart, distinct, weird. We don't want to appear tribalistic in anything. We do not want to be marked as distinct. And surely if we were, we don't want it to be for this. We don't want it to be as the people who desire and approve of doing good works and are against bad things, sins. We want to be known as evangelical Lutherans. That is, we want to be gospel-focused Christians. But this is as foolish as thinking that the gospel is against the law, as if the Spirit were against His own fruits or against the commandments of God that He had written down. Our theology is not like politics in the way we conduct it. It does not shift and sway to counterbalance our opponents' positions. If we must stand opposed, it's because the Word of God stands opposed. We do not overcorrect. Specifically, this is not what it means or how one distinguishes the gospel from the law. One is not overstated for fear of letting the other get too much airtime. We do not avoid sin or oppose it or preach against it or teach all of the fruits of the Spirit because these are our tribe's symbols. Nevertheless, they are signs of our faith. Good works are fruits of the Holy Spirit, Paul says. It's true, they will know that we are Christians by our love. Probably the rest of the list too. And all the more now, in our time, now that how we love may be quite different from how everyone else thinks it ought to be. Again, very much like Paul's Galatia. We must not react in a political manner to this, as if it were a crisis, least of all to change our theology or our practice as Christians because of it. We have all the antidote that we need to this charge of hypocrisy in the confession of sins and in the forgiveness of those sins, which we seek all the time. And we seek them for their own sake, not for how they look. This is the thing that is evangelical about our church, the forgiveness of sins in Christ. And we are served as Christians best by hearing, by preaching, by believing this letter to the Galatians, including what we're going to hear next Thursday about restoring our brothers and sisters who become entangled in sin. Receive the Word of God as it is, even if what it says sounds unoriginal, even if it says everything that sounds like a stereotype that is ripe for criticism or somehow to be used against us, just like Paul's opponents were constantly doing to his gospel. We Christians do not gratify the desires of the flesh. But we have and we do crucify our sinful desires, and we want to do better. and you belong to Jesus Christ. Dear Christians, you do. That is not a political categorization, but is a precious promise for you to trust. You are His. For His sake, you live. And thus, there's no posturing necessary. He gives you His Holy Spirit to lead you out of death's ways into life, just as He lives. Offer your prayers then to God and seek the Spirit's favor, not the mob's, that we may be truly living, faithful unto death, in love and holy faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.